The Medford Area School Board meeting was held Monday evening. Superintendent Pat Sullivan.
We started the meeting off by recognizing Barb Schultz as the Taylor County Employee of the Month for public schools. Barb has been over at the elementary school wearing a lot of hats. Probably mainly is that she handles all the medical needs in that building, you know, 600 some kids there. So bumps and bruises and medications that have to be given out, and kids with seizures, and, you know, there's just so many things. And Barb has been taking care of that for a long time. But she also works our after-school program. And, you know, there are just so many other positions or jobs she does, and it's been a lot of years of just tireless efforts for the Medford School District and the kids in the elementary school. And we're just very, very happy to honor her for this year as one of our employees of the month. We had an update from Findorff. Findorff is the company that we hired to take a look at the high school building. And at this point, they have come in and they've done a study of the building, you know, top to bottom, crawled in every nook and cranny, looked at everything from electrical to roofs, and they are compiling all that information, and they will present that to the school board on June 24th. And then they continue to talk with a core committee about just timelines, the best ways to engage the community. Those are things that you'll start to hear and see more in the fall, this upcoming fall. So we sure hope that we can get people out and you know, to these meetings to share their thoughts about the high school and to talk about, you know, the future of that building. The History Club from the high school was at the meeting last night, and they presented to the board a project they've been a part of in this community, and that's the Killed in Action Memorial. The kids have been in the History Club have been raising money, going out to different organizations and speaking about this project. They shared a mock-up of what the statues will look like, you know, on the field, you know, over by the library and the current flag field. So it was just a good presentation for the board to see where they are and all the work that they've done for this great project. We talked about the RVA and gave permission for the RVA to enter into a lease for a building. They're going to lease a building that's centrally located over by the Mosinee Airport, so that the family members and the students in the RVA, when they need to meet to take state testing or they want to meet for several of the activities they have throughout the year, they wouldn't have to travel as far, you know, again, making them come over to Medford. The RVA is the Medford School District. We oversee that. They are under the umbrella of our district. You know, that is a virtual school with just over 1,000 students now, pre-K through 12th grade, and the needs of that building and that program just continue to, you know, to come about. It's a financial gain to the district. We get revenue for their students, and there's different formulas depending on whether they're a true open enrollment. But if they're from a district that's part of the consortium that we've created, then there's a different number that we get, you know. But all in all, we take in more money through revenue than the program cost in terms of staffing and technology and curriculum. You know, those are some of your costs, but we get enough revenue to more than cover that. Laura Lundy, who's our curriculum director, she presented her curriculum connection on math and talked about, you know, some of the things they're doing both in the middle school and the high school. The board approved two requests from the teaching staff. The first one was to increase the retirement payouts. Retirement payouts are given to our school district teachers who reach 15 years, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years. And each one of those milestones is a dollar amount. So if you're 15 years and you retire and you have to be 55, what the board did last night is increase that dollar amount by $1,000. and they did that for each one of those milestones. They also approved purchasing an EAP, an Employee Assistance Program. That is being purchased from Aspirus, and that is going to be about $11,000. But what that's going to provide is mental health counseling, professional mental health counseling for our staff and for their spouses, anyone that is on our current insurance plan. And again, that'll be open starting with the next school year. And then they also approved from the support staff employees an hourly rate pay schedule, something that, again, they had requested and we are putting in place to start the next school year. We talked a little bit about the date of the annual meeting, and that was set last night, and that will be October 28th. We talked about the baseball team. Request to take a trip next spring. It would be from April 7th to the 12th to Florida to play and practice baseball. The school board did approve that, so you will start to see some fundraising activities to help pay for that trip. And this trip will be paid for from fundraising. It will not come from district funds. The policies last night, the one that got the most attention was the first reading of some proposed changes to the activities code or the athletic code. So the board heard for the first time some of the proposed changes that came out of the policy meeting. It'll go back now to policy for a second reading, and then it'll come to the board meeting in June for hopefully final approval. The last thing that we talked about last night was getting permission from the board to bring firearms to school for hunter safety course. That's a course we're going to offer through summer school. We do have facsimile weapons, but sometimes there is a need to bring in another weapon, another gun. And again, we need to have permission from the board to do that, and it is just for that purpose for the hunter safety course. Graduation will be Friday, May 24th. At 7 o'clock at the Simic Center, and the last day of school is Monday, June 3rd, and that will be for everyone other than our 4K kids. They will not have school on that Monday, but everyone else, of course, other than the seniors, will be in school on Monday, June 3rd.